Colors of the Day. I see a lonely African pushing himself ahead of his dream, singing words from a time he never knew, below my window, in Koreatown, once Irish town, once native town, once only ground. I hear Sister Sophie plaster a spiritual message to the corner light pole. Come to me, she chants, dissolve your problems of love. Will she shed light for the African too? Or a Mayan balloon man only visible in his gate, weighed down by the colors of his exile? Is Sister's poster a sign of hope or doom, as this year lets go of itself, never to reassert its time and space into what awaits me? Shall I run after the Mayan, ask him, is it true what his forebears intimate, winter's end at hand, or lessen his burden with a purchase? Soon, the African is gone, the way of his ancestors. The sun, tired of giving up so much, retreats unabashedly. I can still make out in the distance, between here and there, now and then, multiple balloon shapes boisterously hovering over tiny feet like storm clouds. I remain, in the moment, ready.